This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, all welcome aboard. No Wayne Allen Root until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4 p.m. Western Time. Is that Western Time or Pacific Time? That would be more. Yeah, Pacific. Like the railroad. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK on this crazy, just a crazy, crazy week in the world of news and politics. It's one thing after another. And again, I'm honored to be here broadcasting from our home station, my home station here in Connecticut. Again, out all across the entire country, places like Vegas, great stations in Vegas and Minneapolis and Dallas and Reno and St. Louis, Oklahoma City, everywhere in between. And we'd love to hear from you. If we can squeeze you in during the course of the hour, we will. Again, Wayne will be back at the top of the hour to do 2 hours for you on Thursdays. They have been kind enough to give me the first hour of the program, and I am honored to do it. So there are a couple things I want to talk about to open things up. And if you're not paying attention, then we'll just get you up to speed. Because late last night, my phone went off at about, 2 or 3 a.m., something like that. And I checked it out, and Iran had downed one of our unmanned drones, which is a big, big deal. Now, unmanned, at this point, where we are today, you can thank God that it was unmanned. I mean, if it's a manned aircraft, this is a completely different opening to this show. I would think if, in fact, it were actually one of our jet fighters and we had lost a life, we're in a completely different situation right now. So an unmanned drone down. They say it was over their territory. We say it was international airspace. So we've got that as a controversy. Of course, Donald Trump had some things to say today. I'll have a friend of mine on at the bottom of the hour who's an expert in this kind of stuff. We'll pick his brain on some of this. But just in case you don't know about some of the statistics, let me just throw a couple things at you. Iran has just over 80 million people living there. Their GDP is $405 billion a year. Their military, they spend $14.7 billion a year on the military. Okay? If you look at the United States, we have 327 million people. Our GDP is $21 trillion. And we spend roughly $700 billion a year on the military. So we outspend them somewhere in the vicinity of 350 times. That's how much bigger and more advanced and more dominant our military is. Now listen, do we want to get into another altercation with another Middle Eastern country about something that is maybe in our purview to control? Probably not. Right, we're not warmongers. We are a peaceful nation that reacts most of the time. And in this case, I hope that's what we do. But we've got to remember, we're dealing with a bunch of liars and cheaters and unscrupulous people. I can go down. You want to start all the way back during the Carter administration? You want to talk about the hostage crisis? Do you remember that? Some of you who may not be as old as I am, maybe you don't even remember that. But, I mean, I can remember back in the day when every day there was a picture of another hostage blindfolded on national television. It wasn't like it was now where there were 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week news cycle. You know, you got it at 6 p.m., and if you really were into it, you watched it again at 7, another station maybe had it. But that was every day. Of course, Hezbollah, which, without question, is a client, an arm of the Iranian government. We know about all the bombings that Hezbollah has been involved with. We've got the Iran-Contra deal. In 1988, we had Operation Praying Mantis. Maybe you don't remember that, but that was our biggest naval action since World War II, where we actually sunk an Iranian warship, and another gunboat. The nuke deal. Their nuke program. We've got the 2006 huge sanctions. We've got raids. We've got the drone that they captured in 2011. The pile of cash that Obama sent their way in the middle of the night. I mean, that's just scratching the surface of all of the things that we have butted heads with this nation, and that's just since the Carter administration. It's one thing after another. And if it's not the most dangerous nation on earth, it is certainly 1A, right? I would still say that the biggest flashpoint of, let's say, a ignition of a world war, so to speak, would be Pakistan, because Pakistan, they have pretty much, they're unchecked, they've got nuclear weapons already, it's a chaotic sort of government, and I would think that if that were to tip one way or another, that would be the scariest scenario. But Iran is right there at 1A. So do we want a war? Of course we don't want a war. We don't want to, certainly don't want a ground war, but I have to think that if they're going to continue this kind of activity, somewhere along the line, we've got to say enough is enough. Now, if we knock out a couple of their warships again in another operation, another military operation, just Navy-wise, if we knock out their Navy, four, five, six boats at the bottom of the ocean after a night of raids, I would think, okay, we could probably do that without it spilling over. What we don't want is to start putting our boots on the ground again in another country right now. I don't think that we're ready for that. And I don't think, considering that Iran is three times as big as Iraq, I mean, do you want your sons and daughters to fight in Iran in the next decade? Because that is what the people who are banging the war drum, you have to expect that's going to happen. Are you ready? Because right now our military probably isn't big enough. Now, I'm not saying that we're even close to that. We're not. At this point right now, we're not even close to being there. But before you get all hopped up and put the S on under your chest and you're peeling away your shirt like we're all a bunch of Superman, remember that there are consequences to everything that is done. There's consequences on their actions for what they do. If they're going to knock drones out of the sky, eventually there are going to be things that will be on fire in Iran. Eventually. But are you prepared to send your son, your daughter, your cousin, your nephew, your godkid over to that godforsaken hellhole to have them fight in another war in the Middle East? I mean, I don't know if I'm ready there to get there yet. I'm not sure that I right now, as I sit here, I'm not. And that's not what we're looking to have there. But the problem is that they're always mixing it up. They're always stirring it up. They're always causing trouble. And what happens, by the way, if they continue to move towards a nuclear weapon? We can tell that they're unstable. They're knocking the United States drones, United States Navy drones out of the sky. That happened last night. That happened last night, ladies and gentlemen. So can you imagine a nation that is that unstable, that prone to violence? We know about the tankers that with the mines that were exploded. We know that. Can you imagine that nation with access to 5, 6, 7 nuclear weapons? Not only that, but the fact that they're so sneaky and so diabolical, just the idea that they could produce a nuclear weapon and hand it over to a group like Hezbollah to deliver that weapon someplace on this planet and unleash holy chaos. I mean, you're talking about a serious, serious, serious situation. So this is, this is not something that we should be looking forward to. See, the reason why I bring it up in this way is because sometimes doing what we do, we like to beat our chests, right? We like to beat our chests. We're the biggest, baddest guy in the block. We've been that way for a long, long time, and I get it. And, you can only take so much blank before you got to act. Even the biggest guy with the most, let's say, the nerves of steel, if you will, the constitution of almost a semi-god, like somebody who you're the guy, you're the boxer
who is out, like, on the town, and you're getting a bunch of, again, a bunch of blank from some drunk guy at the end of the bar who doesn't know who you are, and you know that you could whip up on that guy in no time. But you're going to take it as much as you can because you're a professional and you know that you could obviously handle the situation, but you're trying to do the right thing. And I think that's what America does more often than not. We try to do the right thing. And we're trying to look at this so it doesn't escalate. But there's going to come a point in time within all of that, all of the stuff that's happening, that we're going to be forced to act if they continue to go down this road. Because I don't think we can continue to take this kind of hostility over and over and over and over again. So that's story one. Story two, which I also find interesting, and we could touch on here a bit, maybe follow up a little bit later on in the show because I know we're getting close to a break. But, you know, as somebody who does political analysis to a certain extent for a living, it's quite, let's say, foot up on the sofa, sitting back with a, you know, icy cold beverage and watching something unravel in front of your eyes that is making you me smile a little bit. And that's what's happening inside the Democrat Party right now. Those who are running for the President of the United States. See, you know, Joe Biden now is the guy on top of the mountain, right? He had this insurmountable lead a month ago, what, 30 points. Now it's down to 15. And people who had no business being in the race went from zero now to 10, 12. I mean, Elizabeth Warren now is right there neck and neck with Bernie. So my point is, and we can talk a little bit about more about this when we come back, but goodness, they will turn on their own in a heartbeat. And if they can find race as an issue, they will go for the jugular. We'll talk about it in a bit. Again, our number is 833-927-8255. If you want to call, we'll squeeze you in before the bottom. We'll be right back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Man, I wish I was in Las Vegas. I got to be honest with you. My favorite city in the entire world, Connecticut, all I am, is just deluged with taxes. All right, we'll grab a couple of calls. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm in for Wayne Allen Root on Thursdays for the first hour. He comes up at the top of the hour. He'll be right at it, fresh and ready to rock and roll. Let's go to Long Island where Kevin wants to talk about the drone. Kevin, you're on War Now. How are you?
Oh, say, can you see? Lee,
what a voice
I want to talk about. You remember that Civil War? Not a Civil War. Iran and Iraq. A million men they threw at each other.
These, I do.
We supported that. We supported Saddam Hussein, and it was brutal and it was horrible. And then we had to take that idiot out. And this leader, 45, Donald J. Trump, he is nobody's fool. He is. I'm confident he is understanding what we are up against in a worldwide assault against our nation here, and he is going to do us all proud. I have no doubt about that.
All right, let me
ask. Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Go.
No, I was going to ask you. Are you ready? Are you prepared to go to conflict mode, or you want us to try to do this peacefully?
We're not going over there, and you know that there's other tools that we have at our disposal.
All right. All right. I just want to make sure. What do you got? What are we talking
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. Hey, that drone, it was the size of a 737. Have you ever been up close to a 737? I worked at JFK.
Yep.
I've seen those things. They're gigantic.
They're big. Of course. They're huge.
And there's a lot of information. And that was a strategic hit. And let me tell you another thing. They knew how to hit that thing with outside help. Somebody gave them that. And it wasn't our boys.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, I'm going to let you go. Come get a little feedback. But great voice. Thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Whenever I'm on, you're welcome to call in. Listen, don't sell the Iranians short as far as their technology goes. This is not necessarily, I mean, we're talking about extra help. You're talking about probably the Soviet Union and helping them out. And I wouldn't put that past them. I'm sure they're using a lot of Soviet equipment in Iran for sure. But, you know, we can't sell this particular military short because, again, they don't have as much as, certainly don't have, nobody has as much as we do. The next 20 nations combined don't have what we have. But it's not a rollover like it was in Iraq. Let's go to Frank in Connecticut. Frank, what's happening?
Hey, good evening. A couple of things. I agree with you. It's not going to be a rollover. Yes, you're right. The next 20 nations does not compare. But look what happened in Vietnam. I mean, they was on scraps. And you see what happened there. Look, this will not be a pushover. And I just don't know if we're ready as a country for a war like this. Like, if we need, let's say we have a draft. With a country divided like this, I don't think kids will go. It'd be worse than Vietnam. I think most of these kids would say no. I think they say, I'm not going anywhere.
I don't know, man.
What do you think of that?
You're a military guy. I know your background. You've got kids in the military. Your kids wouldn't say no, would they?
You know, I was just talking to my son about it today. It's a little different. I'm talking about the average thinking kid in America would say no. Not my children. No, my children already. I got nieces and nephews. I'm from a military background.
Right.
But what I'm saying, I think most kids would say no. Especially under Trump. I know a lot of liberals would say no. I think some Republicans would say no. And you know, our military, we can't even fill barracks. I mean, our military is not nowhere near as big. We spend a lot of money, but we're not as big as manpower. And in Iran, we would have to go on the ground, and it would not be a cakewalk. It would be years. Like you said, Soviet Union would help them. China would help them. And who knows? Let's not forget, they're trying to start their own currency over there anyway. Syria is their ally. It would be a horrible, horrific war. Do you agree with that or no?
I do, but let me ask you this. Let's go really quick before we run out of time. So let's say they shoot another drone down, or let's say they shoot at one of our aircraft, so we have to retaliate. I mean, we could go and sink three or four of their Navy vessels, Frank, and then sort of take two steps back and say, do you want to continue this or not? Right?
Well,
we could go that route.
Well, the problem is, when Donald Trump, in my opinion, when Donald Trump says he does not trust the FBI, he does not trust our intelligence, and when you hear that, and then I'm hearing people talking in the streets on both sides. This is not me leftist saying, well, do we trust his intelligence? He brought these questions of intelligence up. He's the one that questioned intelligence. So now everyone's around questioning. I hear Republicans, like, questioning the strike on the oil. Strike on the ship. I hear Republicans and Democrats saying, well, was this drone in their area? Did they have a right to shoot this down? Does that make any sense or no?
Well, I don't understand what you're saying, Frank, and I got to run. The music's playing, but thank you very much, our favorite liberal from Connecticut, Frank, who is a regular news show. All right, we're coming back. Bottom of the hour, Scott Bates will join me. Listen in. We'll be back. It's War Now.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heightened tensions between the United States and Iran after Iran shot down a drone on Thursday. President Trump is leaving everyone hanging when asked if the U.S. will go to war with Iran.
You'll find out.
You'll find out. You'll find out. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out. They made a very big mistake.
It was a shocking day at the trial of a former Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Chief Edward Gallagher has been accused of a premeditated murder while serving in Iraq. However, U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott, who served as a medic, rocked the courtroom by testifying that he was the one who killed the prisoner during cross-examination. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 ruling to allow a World War I Peace Cross to remain on public land in Maryland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now. My name is Lee Elsie. One of my favorite guests to bring on my morning show is As Smart As You Get, senior policy advisor to the House of Representatives and Homeland Security back in the day. He served as the president for the Center for National Policy in Washington, D.C., and he's also taught at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., currently serves as the deputy secretary of state here in the state of Connecticut. That's Scott Bates. Scott, thanks for joining me on War Now.
Great to be with you.
So I got to start, Scott, with the Iranian scenario, and I guess here's my it's a two-part question. Number one is, how far are we going to let them go? And number two is, what's the gain for them sinking these ships?
You know, I think the game is there's an internal power struggle in Iran. You have the Revolutionary Guard, who are the extremists in that regime, and so-called moderates are pretty extreme, too, but the Revolutionary Guard have their hands into, it's important to know this, they own a bunch of industries in Iran. They have money, they have power, they have military might. They're almost a government unto themselves. And it's pretty clear to me, looking at this, that they were behind any of these attacks that may have taken place, and also that did take place, and then terrorist incidents around the world over the last couple decades have been at the hands of the Revolutionary Guard. So, they're kind of disconnected sometimes to the actual government of Iran. I'm not sure. They usually elect people that are a bit more moderate to be president, but those guys don't really have their hands on all the levers. So, you know, we're getting into some really dangerous territory now because it's pretty clear to me that Iranian forces were behind this, whether it's the government, I don't know, but, it's at the doorstep of Iran. And you can't have oil tankers getting hit in the Strait of Hormuz. If you look at a map, that's kind of like the choke point for all oil shipments out of the Middle East. And remember, this is all in the context of Iran essentially fighting a war with Saudi Arabia. It's by proxy, but it's going on in places like Yemen, in the Horn of Africa, and also the Emirates, United Arab Emirates, around the Saudi side. So this goes back to the Sunni-Shia war, basically, which has been going on for a long time, or struggle. It's now a hot war in certain places, and this is a way for the Iranians to exert pressure on the Saudis and the Emiratis on oil shipments out of there. So our interests, Lee, I think, are that there's freedom of navigation on the seas. That's what the United States stands for. That's what our Navy has protected for 200 years, and that Iran not be allowed to bully countries in the Middle East. So where we go from here, I don't exactly know, but it's serious stuff, and I think signals better be sent to Iran very quickly through some back channels that they can't do this again, or there'll be, I would assume that there would be military repercussions.
So it's a two-headed monster, then. You've got one entity acting on its own, then, you think?
There's the supreme leader, and he is the kind of religious head of things. He likes having, I think, the Revolutionary Guard as his little power base outside right. of the formal government. The population of Iran are a bit more reasonable than a lot of their leaders, but remember, this is no democracy. They have some of the trappings, so they'll have an election for a president every 4 years. The president is invariably more moderate than other elements of the government, but the real power saying, oh, see, this nuclear deal didn't get us anything. We should push back against the Americans. They're pressuring us. Well, we're pressuring them because of their extremist elements, if you can follow all that. So I think end of the day, we just have to be very clear with Iran that they can't do any attacks in the international waters against anybody. And if they do, there'll be repercussions, you know, and that happened back in the late 80s. You might remember that, Lee, because you're really old like me.
Right.
And I believe the U.S. Navy sank a few Iranian patrol boats. Now, that's a dangerous game, but sometimes it's important to let people know what the repercussions will be.
So who is the negotiations with if we're talking about nuclear weapons? Is it with the military? Is it with the heads of state? Is it with the president? Who are we talking
about?
Exactly.
That was with the head of state and his apparatus. So that was the government. And the supreme leader was kind of like, this is, we go back about 3 years to this, when we made the nuclear deal. Supreme leader went along with it because Iran was getting pressured and the international community was united, meaning the Europeans, the Japanese, everybody else with our position. So they went along with it. The Trump administration has chosen to push harder on Iran because of the development of missile technology. It's not technically part of the nuclear deal we did with them, but it's in the spirit of it. So the Trump guys are pushing harder, and this is some pushback from the Iranians. So, you know, I think there are elements in the U.S. administration, and we have our own power struggles. You can see reflected in the president himself. He will sometimes say pretty bellicose things about Iran, then he'll turn around and say, no, we're not going to do anything over there. I don't want to get into the Middle East. I think two things are true at the same time. There's a frustration that you don't want to allow Iran to do this kind of thing. And on the other hand, you know, Iran is three times bigger than Iraq, Lee. So that is a big can of worms if you get into it. And we have to be very smart about how we go about countering this. More than an irritant and a little less than a menace.
Is this now the most dangerous situation that the planet faces, or is it still a Pakistan, or is it something different?
What a great question. I would say it's the most dangerous in terms of a potential flashpoint getting out of control quickly. In terms of the real threat to the U.S., I'd say that radicalization of Pakistan, for example, that you mentioned, is, which isn't on many radars, but to me is most troubling because it's an unstable nuclear power and it's sitting on, you know, 50 to 100 nuclear weapons, and that place is essentially bankrupt and teeming with people and not enough jobs and that kind of thing. So, yeah, and the things that'll keep the president and his team awake at night, I think the immediate one is Iran, that they'll have to get on and figure out a way to defuse it while, you know, not backing off. But the Pakistan play is a much longer one.
Scott Page is with us. Always a pleasure to chat with him about a number of different things, bouncing from that to the United States escalating online attacks on Russia's power grid. That's like common news. I'm reading that. So
I think that was a signal that was sent out by our side. I just spent 2 days at a cybersecurity conference up in New Hampshire. It was with state officials from across New England and the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and other experts, and it was great. And, you know, they were united in their assessment that the Russians have not stopped trying to probe our election systems. There's two ways of doing it. One is they're looking at the systems where we register voters and things like that, not the election machines, because they can't get into that. But they can mess with our system and undermine confidence. And then the other is disinformation, and they try to get us whipped up against each other. And they spread, you know, fake news, and they're going for now deep fakes, which is where they do fake pictures of people and stuff like that. They did that in Europe in these most recent elections. We have every indication that they'll continue to do that here. And, you know, I think this is a good development that I thought the Obama guys were a little too timid on pushback on the Russians on this, and the Russians need to know we can shut them down if they go too far. And I think that's why it's in the public realm, Lee, is that the U.S. officials put it out there that we have embedded in the Russian power grid, you know, cyber systems, the ability to turn off the lights. And it's pretty brutal, but I'll tell you, we have to be one step ahead of everybody with this technology, and I'd rather us have it than the Russians or the Chinese. So it's a tough world, but I think it's a good development for us to have out there.
So if we
and they do not play by the rules, and there's only one way. I mean, you know, I believe in the rule of law with all my heart, and the rule of law, you know, has police. It has a stick behind the law book, and you need that every now and again.
So if we can do it to them, can they do it to us?
You know, they can. Yeah, potentially. Not like we can do to them systemically. We will detect when they're trying to embed that. But that's the danger. We're probably a few years ahead of everybody else on the technology. We're going to have to invest in it, and it's tough because there's always vulnerabilities. And you don't want to ever have to use it. And I think it's our way of saying this is how bad it could be for you if you keep up. And we're not going to let you meddle with critical infrastructure, which is, you know, and the definition of that, which we talked about up at our conference, are things that go to the very, you know, foundation of the country. And there are different things like that. Power grid is one.
Sure.
But, you know, elections and faith in the electoral system is another. It's not just that they could screw up a county election in Florida, which is possible, but it's once people start thinking that the system is somehow tampered with, that's what they really want us to believe, so that we'll lose our faith in our own system.
I'll tell you, the chaos that would ensue if they cut the lights out.
Keep your eye on it.
All right, Scott, I got to run. Thanks, as always, once again, Scott Bates. We got to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you, once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD, because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Are you... anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Now, 1 minute because of my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie again. Just another 6 minutes, me and you together on the USA Radio Network, and then Wayne takes over the controls and flies the ship straight on through for the next 2 hours. It is the USA Radio Network, again, stations, as I said in the beginning, from Vegas all the way across the country to Long Island and everywhere in between. Thank you, as always, for allowing me to come into your living room, your car, wherever you may be, walking your dog right now with the earbuds in. It's all good. So, in this last couple minutes, let me just throw a couple things at you, that because we only get a chance to talk once a week. And you probably saw this story, the migrants who are complaining of poor conditions at the holding centers. So the Trump administration faces the growing complaints that migrants are upset about overcrowding, meager food, hardships at the border at the holding centers. Mostly it's happening
In El Paso, they're being forced to sleep on the bare ground. The Border Network for Human Rights has issued a report last Friday based on dozens of testimonials. Again, the past month has been apparently a catastrophe, according to these folks. Here's the question. We don't have enough room to accommodate all of the people who are coming across the border, 3,000 a day. What would you like us to do? How do you want to deal with this? I'm asking the liberals now because they want the open borders. You've got X amount of people and Y amount of beds. There's not enough beds for these people. There's not enough beds to put these poor people in a spot where they can be comfortable. Nobody wants anybody to sleep on the floor. I mean, we're not monsters. But if you're making your way to the country to step foot on our soil to claim asylum, and you want a room at the Waldorf Astoria, it's not going to happen. We don't have the facilities, the capability, the finance. By the way, has anybody looked at the national debt lately? You're taking just a sly eye at that, just kind of peaked, 20, almost 23, or 22 and change, to be more accurate. I mean, I'm asking my friends on the left exactly what it is that you would do. How would you deal with it? You want to build a giant holding camp for these folks? You want to make it like a FEMA situation where you send thousands and thousands of homes? What would you like to do with that 100,000+ people every month? Where are you going to put them? And what happens is we end up releasing them into our society. They disappear and never come back. They never come back! The number of folks who come back with the promise to appear is less than 10%. Now, many of the complaints at this El Paso center have to do with people being crammed into, one complaint was they crammed 76 people into a holding cell that's designed for a dozen people. Okay. Indoor facilities overcrowded at the border, some immigrants in tents outside under a bridge. Again, I don't know what it is that you expect the government and the people of this country to do. We're trying to process more people than we've ever tried to process before. And we cannot handle the amount of folks who are coming. We just can't handle it. There's too many. Which is why we need some kind of facility to slow it down, whether that's a wall or a barrier or whatever you want to say, to funnel people into certain locations where maybe we'll have a little bit more control over what's going on. I mean, we've got an exodus of people fleeing poverty, drought, violence in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, record numbers. Agents made more apprehensions last month than ever. 132,000 people last month. I mean, come on. What do you expect this country to do? How do you expect us to handle it? It's absolutely impossible. I'm sorry. I feel for the folks who are coming. I really do. I wish them the best. I wish them no harm. I would do the same exact thing if I was living in Guatemala. But the idea that we are living like in a ruleless, lawless border, it just doesn't work. All right, listen, it's been a blast. An hour goes like that, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root for the first hour of the program. My name again is Lee Elsey. LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Check it out. Throw a message up on my Facebook page. Wayne and War Now coming up next. Have a great night.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
P2.